Persistence isn't just about achieving goals. It's about becoming the person who refuses to give up no matter what. That's the legacy you can leave for your kids. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's dive into today's topic of persistence. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow as a person so you can bring your best self to parenting and create better family relationships. And if you're ready to invest in yourself and strengthen your relationships, hit that subscribe button. New episodes drop every Thursday. If you're finding the podcast helpful, it would mean the world if you could take a moment to leave a review. It makes a real difference. Willpower and desire, when properly combined, make an irresistible pair. Those who accumulate great fortunes are generally known as cold-blooded and sometimes ruthless. Often they are misunderstood. What they have is willpower, which they mix with persistence and place back of these desires to ensure the attainment of their objectives. Henry Ford has been generally misunderstood to be ruthless and cold-blooded. This misconception grew out of Ford's habit of following through in all of his plans with persistence. The majority of people are ready to throw their aims and purposes overboard and give up at the first sign of opposition or misfortune. A few carry on despite all opposition until they attain their goal. These few are the Fords, Carnegies, Rockefellers, and Edisons. There may be no heroic connotation to the word persistence, but the quality is to the character of man what carbon is to steel. These are the first five paragraphs in the chapter called Persistence in Napoleon Hill's famous book, Think and Grow Rich. Persistence isn't just about sticking with something until it's done. It's about growing into the person you're meant to be. People like Henry Ford and Thomas Edison weren't ruthless or cold-blooded, as some believed. Their persistence set them apart. The ability to keep going even when things were tough. In Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill explains that persistence separates those who achieve great things from those who give up. Most of us quit at the first sign of difficulty, but those who succeed continue. Persistence might not sound exciting, but it's like the carbon in steel. It makes us stronger, more resilient, and ready to face challenges head on. Hill also reminds us that success doesn't just happen. It takes a clear goal, determination, and the willingness to try again after setbacks. Think about it. Every time you face a challenge and choose to keep going, you're not just changing your life. You're showing your kids what's possible when you believe in yourself and never give up. So what is persistence? Persistence is sticking to something even when it's hard. It's about not giving up, no matter how often you fall or fail. Hill said it best. The majority of people are ready to throw their aims and purposes overboard and give up at the first sign of opposition or misfortune. A few carry on despite all opposition until they attain their goal. Why is persistence so important? Achieving goals is important, but the real value lies in the person you become. Every time you push through challenges, you build confidence, pick up new skills, and grow your belief in yourself. Persistence is a mindset, which means it's something you can grow and strengthen. Like any other state of mind, it's built on specific foundations. Here are the key factors that help develop persistence from the chapter. Have a clear purpose. Knowing what you want gives you a reason to keep going, even when things get complicated. It's like having a compass to guide you through tough times. A strong desire. When you want something, you'll have the energy to push forward. Desire fuels the determination to keep trying, no matter what. A belief in yourself. Confidence in your ability to succeed makes it easier to stay the course. When you trust yourself, giving up doesn't feel like an option. You need a solid plan. Having a step-by-step plan keeps you on track. Knowing what to do next makes it easier to keep moving forward. You need the right knowledge. Acting on facts instead of guesses helps you avoid unnecessary mistakes. The more you know, the more confident and persistent you'll be. You also need supportive people. Surrounding yourself with people who cheer you on makes a big difference. A strong support system can keep you motivated when the going gets tough. You need willpower, staying focused and disciplined. Even when distractions arise, is key. Willpower helps you overcome the difficult parts. And you need good habits. Persistence becomes more manageable when it's part of your daily routine. Building good habits trains your mind to keep going without overthinking it. Now let's talk about what holds most of us back from reaching our goals. Here are 16 signs from the chapter that show a lack of persistence and the deeper reasons behind them. Be honest with yourself about this list. If you want to find out what you're capable of and go after what you want, these are the challenges you'll need to work on. Number one, a lack of clear goals. It's easy to give up if you're unsure of your goals. Goals give you direction and purpose. Number two, procrastination. Putting things off until tomorrow often means they don't get done. Action is key to progress. As Nike says, just do it. A fear of criticism. Worrying about what others think can stop you from trying. Confidence grows when you focus on your path. Number four, indecision. Hesitating too long to make choices can cause missed opportunities. Decisiveness builds momentum. Five, relying on excuses. Making excuses holds you back. Taking responsibility for your actions leads to growth. Number six, lack of discipline. Without self-control, it's easy to stray from your goals. Discipline helps you stay on track. And number seven, weak desires. If you don't honestly want something, you won't work hard for it. Strong desires fuel persistence. Then there's giving up too soon. Quitting at the first sign of trouble means you never see what's possible. Pushing through challenges builds resilience. And number nine, a lack of effort. Success takes hard work, period. Half-hearted attempts rarely lead to lasting results. Number 10, not learning from mistakes. Repeating the same errors shows a lack of growth. Mistakes are opportunities to improve. As the saying goes, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is the definition of insanity. And what about fear of failure? Being afraid to fail can prevent you from starting. However, failure is simply a stepping stone on the journey to success. Then there's the unwillingness to change. Sticking to what's comfortable prevents progress. Growth requires trying new things. 13, poor planning. Without a clear plan, it's easy to feel lost. Planning gives you a roadmap to follow. I use an acronym, OPI. O stands for organize. I get whatever I need in an orderly fashion, such as files, data, or whatever. P stands for plan. Then I go over what I've organized and make a plan. E is execute. Then I put my plan into action. Number 14 is blaming others. Shifting responsibility to others keeps you stuck. Taking ownership of your journey empowers you. Number 15, lack of enthusiasm. Without excitement for your goals, persistence fades. Passion helps you keep going. And number 16, not surrounding yourself with support. Going it alone can be challenging. Having a team of cheerleaders keeps you motivated and accountable. In the chapter, Napoleon Hill highlights the fear of criticism as one of the biggest obstacles to developing persistence. This fear, rooted in a worry about what others think, can hold you back from pursuing your dreams. It creates self-doubt and hesitation, leading to inaction. For many, the opinions of others feel like a wall that's too high to climb. As parents, we especially need to understand how this fear impacts not just ourselves, but our children. Kids watch us closely. They see how we handle setbacks, discuss our goals, and even respond to criticism. If we let the fear of criticism stop us, we unintentionally teach our kids to do the same. Breaking free from this fear begins with building self-esteem, self-confidence, and self-worth. These qualities give you the strength to trust your judgment and stay committed to your goals, regardless of outside opinions. When you model this resilience, you show your children they can stand up to criticism. Here are three ways on how to start. Set clear boundaries. Let others know you value their opinions, but don't give them the final say in your decisions. Practice assertive communication. Speak up for your needs and goals, even if it feels uncomfortable. And celebrate small wins. Each step forward builds confidence and helps you ignore negativity. Remember, overcoming the fear of criticism doesn't just help you. It empowers your children to believe in themselves. You're teaching them that their dreams matter and that persistence is stronger than any fear. What do you think? Have you noticed the fear of criticism holding you or your kids back? Share your thoughts in the comments. Building persistence takes practice, but the good news is that anyone can develop this critical skill. Hill outlines four essential steps to help you strengthen your persistence. Let's break them down. Number one, set a clear goal. Persistence starts with knowing exactly what you want. Write down your goal in a way that inspires you and keep it somewhere you'll see it daily. When your goal is clear, staying focused and motivated is easier. Number two, create a strong plan. A good plan is like a roadmap. It guides you step by step. Break your goal into smaller, manageable tasks and tackle them one at a time. Celebrate each win along the way to keep your momentum going. Number three, build a positive mindset. Surround yourself with encouraging people who believe in you. Replace negative thoughts with positive affirmations. And remind yourself why your goal matters. A positive mindset fuels determination. And number four, be ready to adapt. Life doesn't always go as planned, and that's okay. If something isn't working, adjust your approach. Flexibility helps you overcome obstacles and keep moving forward. In conclusion, in the Last Great Prophet section, Napoleon Hill ends the chapter on persistence with a powerful reminder. He explains that persistence is more than a personal trait. It's a legacy. Those who embrace persistence inspire others and leave a lasting impact on the world. Hill draws on the example of great leaders who refuse to give up no matter their challenges. Their determination changed not only their lives, but also the lives of countless others. As parents, You have the unique opportunity to be this kind of leader for your children. Every time you face a challenge with courage and determination, you're not just persevering for yourself. You're shaping how your children will face their obstacles. They see your resilience, commitment, and belief in yourself, and they learn to embody those same traits. Persistence isn't just about achieving goals. It's about becoming the person who refuses to give up no matter what. That's the legacy you can leave for your kids. A foundation of self-esteem, self-confidence, and self-worth built on the power of persistence. What steps will you take today to show your children the importance of persistence? Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. Parenting is full of challenges, but remember, the most profound change starts within us. Be the role model your children look up to. They always watch and learn from us. Visit ParentingYoungsters.com for a wealth of free practical resources. The website is designed to support you and your family in everyday parenting challenges, from tips on self-discipline and positive affirmations to various other valuable topics. Also available at LessonsForLifeWithGrandmaKate.com are links to purchase my children's book in a series called Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. Follow along as Lily, her brother Zach, and their friends, guided by Grandma Kate, discover their inner magic of self-esteem and confidence through creative activities and heartfelt lessons. Grandma Kate empowers each of them to face life challenges with courage and joy. There is always time to rewrite your family story, break free from patterns that no longer serve you, and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?